In January, Vermont will have a new Attorney General for the first time in a generation. Incumbent Bill Sorrell announced in September 2015 that he would not seek re-election this year after serving in the post since 1997. The longest-serving Attorney General in the state's history says that after nearly 20 years in the office, it was time to let someone new take the post.
I was getting a little tired of, you know, trying to bring the energy and commitment to it day in, day out, and I just felt that this important office demands a lot, and I have tried to give my best, and at the same time, I wanted to be open to doing something entirely different before I decided to fully retire. I just thought it was time for someone else to do it. I'll miss the people, I'll miss the important issues, but this was the right time for me.
You are the longest serving Attorney General in Vermont history. How do you think your term has changed Vermont?
First of all, the office has changed a lot. We've, of course, used a lot more technology, and I've added resources to be able to do more. And even though we're a small office, I think we work effectively with other state offices to give even a small office in a small state like Vermont a good-sized place at the table as important national issues are playing out. But then just looking at Vermont and how it's different, I think that whether it's in the consumer protection arena, the environmental protection arena, clean water, clean air, major national litigation, changes in legislation in the state, public health issues, lead level testing for infants as a consequence of an initiative that we did, end of life care, civil rights advances. I could go on and on, but I'd like to think that Vermont and Vermonters are healthier and safer as a consequence of actions taken by my office during the last 20 years.
You just listed many of the cases that your office has addressed. You've also appeared before the U.S. Supreme Court for the state on a number of cases. Do any of these things come before you as most memorable, or are there just so many that it's kind of like choosing your favorite child?
I think it's more the latter of what you suggested. Obviously, it was a huge endeavor to prepare to argue before the U.S. Supreme Court, but a day that I will never forget. But there are any number of other cases, some that have gotten media attention, others that really not, that are very memorable for me. You know, and then just for example, I put together an advisory group to try to address issues of unconscious bias that affect policing in the state. And there will be some real changes in the training of law enforcement officers, both new recruits and seasoned officers in the state going forward.
Well, Bill Sorrell, you're not going to stop working. My understanding is you are now going to lecture in China via the Vermont Law School. What exactly is this program, and why is it exciting you so much?
I reached out to the dean of the Vermont Law School, talked to him about the possibility of doing some lecturing overseas, and he said, well, you know, we have this Asian partnership in environmental studies, and might you have any interest whatsoever in going to China? And I said, absolutely. The director of that VLS program has reached out to a number of law schools and universities that are partner schools, and they've expressed interest in me speaking about public health issues, environmental issues, GMO labeling, what it's like to be an attorney general, a prosecutor under the United States system. And I'll be in 5 different cities, a number of different universities and law schools, and I just think it's going to be a wonderful experience. I'm really excited about it.
Bill Sorrell's term ends Wednesday, January 4th. The 69-year-old Democrat's successor, current Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan, will be sworn in on January 5th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.